Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Ballinrobe GA Flight 2013. Fasten your seatbelts and prepare for takeoff.
Mayday! Mayday! Calling Karakil! Calling Karakil! Come in, Karakil! Do you read me?
This is Karakil, reading you loud and clear.
And who have I on the line first?
Rory Kane from Karakil. 13 years playing championship for Ballinrobe, last played versus Kiltane in 2012.
Rory, a talented little cornerback, even though his teammates might disagree. I've one question, and only one question. What was the funniest thing you've heard on a football field?
I've heard a few good things of Flanagan Park, from warm up you're coming off to Porricos Senior's famous spake in a junior match when he put his hands in the air. All we want is justice, he shouted at the referee.
Danger! Turbulence!
Ballinrobe GAA calling Cork City. Calling Cork City. Come in, Cork City. Do you read me?
Bell Gooley, Cork, reading you loud and clear.
And what former grace do I speak to now?
Paul Tiernan, 32. I'm now working and playing a bit of football in Cork. I last played senior championship for Ballinrobe in 2009.
Paul, one of the greatest goalkeepers Ballinrobe has ever seen. With the exception of Fife Past, Jean-Jacques Lissy, Kenny O'Malley, Porricos Senior, Porricos Junior. Paul, I have one question and one question only. What was the greatest save you ever made in a Ballinrobe jersey?
Best save? That's a tough one. I'd have to go for the penalty save against Westport in the 2003 quarter-final. Dad was behind the goal as usual. I think he went one way. Luckily enough, I went the other way. Got a good hand to it, and we marched on to the semi-final.
Caution! Enemy airspace!
Ballinrobe GAA calling London. Calling London. Come in, London. Do you read me?
London here, reading you loud and clear.
And I believe I've another living legend.
Harry Murphy. Currently playing for Fulham Irish in London. Last played for Ballinrobe in the summer of 2007.
Harry, that's the man that cost the club €122,712.78 from flying him back and over for club games in 2007. Was he worth it? I don't think so. Harry, I have one question, and only one question. What was the hardest training session you've ever taken part in?
Without a shadow of a doubt, Peter Ford's 5-minute run. Basically, we had to run 3 timed laps as fast as we could at the start of training, and sometimes as a special treat, we got to do it at the end as well. There are loads of things I miss about home, but that is certainly not one of them.
Warning, losing altitude!
Ballinrobe GAA calling Dubai, calling Dubai, come in Dubai, do you read me?
Dubai here, reading you loud and clear, pass your message.
And who will be the lucky last?
Hello, Jim Staunton here of Springvale in Ballinrobe. I'm currently residing in Jebel Ali in the city of Dubai. And my last game for Ballinrobe was in 2002 when we played the county intermediate final against Shrewd Glencorum.
Jim Staunton, intermediate medal winner in 2002. His brother Peter is playing for the last 10 years and he hasn't even won a raffle. Jim, one question. And only one question. What was your greatest moment in a Ballinrobe jersey?
Well, my greatest moment playing for Ballinrobe would have to be winning that intermediate medal back in 2002 when we defeated Shrewd Glencorum down in Garrymore. It was a fantastic day for me, and we've had our fair share of defeats at underage levels, so it was really a dream come true to get that county medal finally.
Re-entering Ballinrobe airspace, prepare for landing! The Eagle has landed! So, it's been a successful maiden voyage for Ballinrobe Bites. Be sure to tune in next time on March the 13th at 2013, when we next take to the airways. Over and out.